We're in a series titled Visioneering, and every person here wants to visioneer their future. And we've learned over the past few weeks that we in the first Sunday we shared the church's vision, and you know it's always about people, and it's always about being a blessing to other people and allowing God to use us. We just have to do our part. Then for a couple weeks we looked at how to get our personal vision. And we looked at the book of Nehemiah and the stages he went through for God to execute and live out the vision he had planted in his heart. Well, today is our fourth and final message in Visioneering the Future. And the title of today's message is Behind the Curtain. Behind the Curtain. You know, there's a movie out. It came out in 1939 called The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. And you know the story. It's about Dorothy. And there was a scarecrow, the tin man, and the lion. And they were all looking for something. Dorothy was lost, wanted to get back to Kansas. The scarecrow was looking for a brain. The tin man wanted a heart. And the lion was after courage. And they thought if they could go to the Wizard of Oz, they could find what they really wanted in their life. And so they finally arrived at the Wizard of Oz. And here's a picture of it. And it shows that the Oz, he's at a machine, and Toto, the little dog, pulls back the curtain. And what they found out was that this guy was just an ordinary, everyday guy. And he told them, you already have everything you need in your life. You just basically have to believe in yourself, and your dreams will come true. But I want to use the visual here. When Toto the dog pulled back the curtain, here's what happens. We saw behind the curtain of how it operates. And in our text today, in 2 Kings chapter 6, 15, verses 15 to 17, the curtain of God's working is pulled back. It's one of those rare glimpses into the behind-the-scenes workings of God himself through his Spirit. Now, it's an interesting text because, you know, we find here that Elisha and his servant, they're trapped, and we'll share about the story in a little bit. But understand that when you and I have a vision, there's a preferred mental picture of tomorrow. And so everybody here wants to have a vision of it. And today, here's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the behind-the-scenes events that are going on in your life and my life that we don't even have a clue about. But God is at work for us and in us. So today, I want to share with you three truths to encourage us all of how to pursue God's vision for your life. And so three simple truths, and using this story of Elisha and his servant, let me set the stage. The king of Aram wanted to capture Elijah. He was the prophet. He was the voice of God, and the king was not real happy with what Elisha would say. And so as the story unfolds, the king wants to capture him, but Elisha somehow knew how to avoid the king and his strategic moves. And there was a reason. He had a connection with God himself. And he somehow listened to the voice of God, and he could stay away from or stay one step ahead of the king of Aram. Well, the king said this to one of his officials. He said, who is it that's on our side that is letting Elisha know what's going on? And the officer said, it's nobody. Elisha can tell the king the words he speaks in his bedroom. I mean, Elisha had this connection with God himself. Well, Elisha and the servant went to a place called Dothan. And they were there, and during the night, the king of Aram, the army, they literally surrounded the city. And what happens is Elisha and the servant wake up, and they look out over the city, And there's all these chariots and horses have them surrounded. So in this story, here's what I want to do. I want to share three thoughts that will give us an insight of what's going on behind the curtain of your life. And so let's get started. Number one, the first thing we can learn from this story is that there are times in life when you will feel surrounded by the enemy. There will be times where you will feel like you are just overcrowded and almost overrun by the circumstances of life, and we'll call it the enemy of life itself. Read with me verse 15. It's in your notes. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with the horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh, my Lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. So Elisha and the servant woke up, and the servant looks out over the city, and they are surrounded. Here's a picture. It's a rendition of what it might look like. They got up in the morning, and they were surrounded by the enemy. And the servant says, "Oh, my Lord, what shall we do?" You know, you and I can wake up any morning or on any day, and all of a sudden, we just feel like life is enclosing upon us. We find here Peter put it this way. He says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing is happening to you." The seasons of life where we feel like it's all against us, it's part of the process. And Peter says, don't think it strange when that happens. I want to tell you a story about someone who was surrounded by the enemy or darkness her entire life. This is a picture of her. Her name is Fanny Crosby. She was born in 1820. She lived to be 94 years old. When she was about, I think it was 6 weeks old, she developed an infection. And the doctor had them put hot poultices on her eyes. And what happened was she ended up going blind after the application of that treatment. And for years, for the remainder of her life, Fanny Crosby was blind. But I want to tell you about her life. When she was 9 years old, she wrote this: "What a happy soul I am, although I cannot see. I'm resolved that in this world contented I shall be. So many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot, nor I won't." Here's what happened with Fanny Crosby. She lost her sight. She was blind her entire life. She was surrounded by darkness. She never did see. Her eyes were never healed. But here's what she said. She says, "If perfect earthly sight were offered me tomorrow, I would not accept it. I might not have sung hymns to the praise of God if I had been a bit distracted by the beautiful and interesting things about me." By the time she was 10, she could memorize 5 chapters a week from the Bible. And by the time she was age 15, she had memorized the 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. She had memorized the Pentateuch. That's the first 5 books of the Bible. She had memorized the book of Proverbs, the Song of Solomon, and many Psalms. And as she got older, she wrote over 8,000 hymns in her lifetime. And she said, "You know what? I have resolved, I've made a decision that I'll be content in this world." And one author wrote that she probably wouldn't have ever produced all of the hymns and the words to the songs that we sing, like that we're so familiar with, "Blessed Assurance," "Jesus is Mine," "Oh, What a Foretaste of Glory Divine," Heir of salvation, purchase of God. I'm born of his spirit, washed in his blood. We sing many of her songs. But here's the point. She was surrounded by darkness in her world for her entire life. And she made this decision. She says, I'm resolved that in this world, contented I will be. You know what's significant here? How you and I respond to the times of darkness in our life is very important. You may be here today, and you're in one of those dark seasons. And may I suggest, like what Fanny did, her faith was firm, her trust was engaged, her belief was intact, and God used her life in a powerful, mighty way. He can do the same for us. And so when the servant said to Elisha, "Oh, my Lord, what shall we do?" It was a time of questioning because they had been surrounded by the enemy. Be careful how you respond in the times of darkness. Because when our faith is firm, when our trust remains engaged, when our belief is intact, amazing things happen behind the curtain. Let's go to point two. The second truth that I think encourages us is this. God's word to you is this. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Read with me verse 16 in your notes. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who were with us are more than those who are with them." Here's a picture. It's an artist's rendition of what that might look like. Well, here's Elisha and the servant. He's looking out and saying, okay, we're surrounded. But here's another picture. We find that the response was this: "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." I want you to study that picture. You see the army in the middle of the picture. But then above the army, there's another army. And this is behind the curtain. This is the spiritual. This is the invisible to the naked eye. And Elisha says, listen, those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Could it be today in your season of darkness where you feel surrounded, we just have to lift up our eyes and look at that. Those who are with us, God's army, his angelic being, his horses and chariots, are more than those who are with the enemy. Elisha told his servant, "Don't be afraid." And I want to talk about fear for just a few moments. Andy Stanley, in his book Visioneering, said this: "Fear is a form of focus. We can get so focused on what we might be that we lose sight of what could and should be." In other words, our fears, if they become our focus, we become hesitant to pursuing our vision. Rather than through our faith, we should continue to look at the potential good of what could and should be. Fear can be a thief. It can rob us of the blessings God wants to drop into our life and bring to pass. And so Elisha says to his servant, "Don't be afraid." The message perhaps to someone here, as you're thinking about your vision, your dream, what you want God to do in your life and through you: don't be afraid. Look at what could and should be. It's your mental portrait. It's the picture of the best version of you in the future. And be careful of allowing fear to become the focus, because when we do, We often then say, well, this could happen or might happen. But God wants us to stay positive, to always look at the potential good. Isaiah 41:10 put it this way, "So do not fear, I am with you." I want you to understand one key thought about behind the scenes. I'll have Allison go back to that picture. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. What's your darkness this morning? What is it that's pressing in on your life? God would want you to know if the curtain were pulled back, there's more people on your side through his presence and his horses and chariots than on the enemy's side, the army that's come against you. So Elisha encourages the servant and says, hey, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And the curtain was about to be pulled back, which leads us to point number three. The third truth is this. Through faith, know that your hills are full of God's horses and chariots. In other words, the curtain was pulled back for Elisha's servant, and he saw the full picture. Read with me verse 17 in your notes. And Elisha prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes so he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked, and he saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. The servant's eyes were opened. And then when they were opened, he saw that the hills were full of angels and horses and chariots. I want to make a note. It's interesting that when the prophet, or when Elisha got up and he saw the army, he says, "Oh my Lord," he says, "there's an army of horses and chariots." In the human sense. And then when he saw heaven's vision behind the curtain, the same two words are used. It says he saw the hills were full of horses and chariots on God's side, and they were on his side. God always has a powerful response to the dark seasons of life when we're surrounded by things we wished we weren't. But he wants us to know today that there are more of them with us than they are with those who are with them. In Hebrews 1:14, it says, "Are not angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who inherit salvation?" You see, God has ministering spirits just for you. I'll have Allison put that verse up. And I've got a couple pictures to follow. There it is. Okay. Here's the picture. This is a guy sitting on his sofa. Looks like he's reading the Bible or something. And all these angels are circled around him. That's a look behind the scenes of your life and mine. Imagine in your living room, your bedroom, where you read, where you live. There's a host of people guarding your life. Angelic beings. They're behind the curtain. Here's a picture, a special picture to me. I remember as a kid, I had this hanging on my wall back in Iowa where I grew up. It was a good-sized picture. Saw it many, many, many times. Just hung there for years. Two kids crossing a bridge, and there's an angel watching over the children. You see, God wants to encourage us today of what's going on behind the curtain. And what's going on behind the curtain is for you and for me to continue to believe and to push forward as we pursue his vision for our life. Let me just, here's the summary three thoughts. While number one, there's times where we're surrounded, we understand that Fanny Crosby was. Be careful how we respond to that. Keep our faith intact. Number two, don't be afraid. Don't let fear become your focus. Rather, continue to press on to the potential in your vision. And number three, your hills are full of God's horses and chariots. I've got two concluding pictures. Here's the first one. This is a picture of Christ, and the label underneath it when I saw it was regarding Maranatha. Maranatha is two Aramean words, which means our Lord is coming. And so that's Christ with his angelic hosts coming back in power and triumph. And that's a day we're looking forward to. But here's the final picture I want us to end on today. It's the same picture, and I want you to have a Maranatha mindset. A Maranatha mindset. And it's in your notes. A Maranatha mindset is our Lord is fighting for you behind the curtain. And when you and I can believe that and embrace that, it gives us renewed energy and power and confidence that what God has called us to, He is fighting for us, leading the way with his angelic host. They're all around us. We may not see them with our physical eye, but they're there. Just as Elisha and the servant experienced the curtain being pulled back, your curtain, if it were pulled back today, would show Maranatha, Christ is coming, our Lord is coming. He's fighting for you behind the curtain. God wants you to be the best version of you ever. And he has a vision for each of us. And it's a preferred future. It's a mental portrait of what could be and should be. Everybody has something. And as we wrap up this Visioneering the Future series, I want you to take with you a Maranatha mindset. The angelic hosts are all around you. They're guarding you. They're protecting you. They're leading you. They are there for you. And the rest of the story here, we found that Elisha and the servant were delivered. The army was blinded, and Elisha led them to another place, and they were freed. But it's an amazing miracle. But God will do the same for you and for me. If we just believe that he is behind the curtain, working on our behalf, our faith will release his power to work, and he will accomplish the vision he has planted in your life and in mine. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, in the quietness of this moment, I pray you'll speak to each of our hearts. We're all surrounded by darkness in some way. But help us to know how to respond to that. And we lift a shield of faith, believing that you are stronger, more powerful, you're bigger, you're larger, you're wider, you're deeper than the enemy that's coming against us. We surrender our fears to you. We will not allow them to rob and steal from us. And Lord, I pray today you'll help each of us to believe and to see through the eye of faith that the hills around us are full of horses and chariots, ready and willing and able to come to our aid, to fight on our behalf, and that the Maranatha mindset of Christ leading the charge, leading the way, going before us, giving us power, giving us strength, doing the impossible, doing the improbable, leaning into your power and grace. That, oh Lord, that is what you want to lead us into in 2021. Bless each heart, each person today who knows the vision you've planted in them, that with a Maranatha mindset, the vision will come to pass. In your name we pray. Amen.